Merry Christmas.
Nice, little life. It's wonderful to have you all here this morning as we come to worship the Lord who comes to us this morning. There's been an image these last couple days that's been in my mind, which a brother priest shared with me. It was a couple that he knew, in which the couple for years had been trying to have a child. This was a great desire of their heart, and they tried for years, and they had a number of miscarriages. But they were faithful, and they kept bringing this prayer to the Lord, and they received a little baby boy that they carried to term. And you can imagine the joy in the household when this child arrived. And there was the nursery, which they had prepared years before when she was first expecting. And the little child, the mom said, as he was sleeping in the nursery, some nights she would very quietly enter and she would just stand over the little child and gaze upon him with love. She would just look at him and gaze upon him, her heart brimming over with joy and gratitude. She said she would bend down and she would whisper into the little child's ear, "Thank you for coming." She said, I knew it was cheesy, a silly line, but she said that's what was overflowing in her heart, just this gratitude. "Thank you for coming," she would say to the little child. "Thank you for coming into our family. Thank you for coming into our lives. Thank you for coming into our home." She knew when this little child arrived that their home and their family would never be the same, and she couldn't have been more grateful for that. You know, of all the masses in the whole year, the Christmas Mass is the hardest one to preach for. And usually, lately these days, with a seminarian here, anything really hard, I just have him do. Either of the seminarians, it's great, but I can't have them preach this homily. Be it, you know, the Christmas homily, it's the most difficult because, you know, there's so many different people here this morning, which is beautiful, but there's so many different people here who are at so many different places in their lives. Some of you, it's Christmas morning, and there's nowhere else in the whole world that you would rather be than right here. And for some of you, it's Christmas morning, and you'd rather be anywhere else in the whole world than right here. But to all of you, whether the last time you were here in church was a day ago or a week ago or a month, a year, a decade ago, to all of you, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming here to worship God who comes to us as a small child. He comes to us. And because of that, we come to him. But to all of you, no matter where you're at, because with every person here who's in a different place right now, and all the different places that you're at right now in your life and in your faith, God has just one desire for all of us. And his one desire is to enter into your life in the same way that he entered into this world. The desire of God's heart is to enter into your life, no matter where you're at, in the same way that he entered into this world. How did he enter into this world? Where did he enter into this world? Why did he enter into this world? How did he enter into this world? He entered into this world in a way that most babies do not. He entered into this world in quiet, in humility, and with power. Most babies, when they come into this world, they're screaming. They don't enter into the world quietly. And they don't have any power. They're the most helpless of humans. The greatest power they have is how loud their voice is as they're crying. But the Lord Jesus, who comes to us as a child, he comes quietly. The whole city of Bethlehem is brimming over with people. There was no room for them in the inn. But the only people who knew that God had been born that night were these shepherds who were told by the angel. He came quietly. He didn't make a big show about it. He came humbly and vulnerably as a small child. He came as a small child because he knows our hearts. He knows your heart. He knows mine. He knows how very little my heart can become and how hardened it can become as well. And that the human heart, oftentimes the only thing that's small enough to enter our small hearts is a little child, can soften even the hardest heart. But he comes quietly, and he comes as a small child, but he comes with power. This child comes, and he comes for a specific reason, to break the power of death in your life and in this world. That this child, he comes to us, the child and the Word of God, through whom God created everything in the universe, but with all this great power in which he desires to break the powers of death and to break the chains in your life. He does not and will not overwhelm your will. He will not force himself into your life. Love doesn't force itself upon another person. That God, with all the power he has, he comes to us, and he comes to us humbly and quietly, that we might receive him freely and might receive the power that he has within our hearts. Where does he come to us? He comes to us in our lives in the very place that he came into this world. God desired to come into this world, not in a great palace, but in a stable, in a barn. He comes to us in the mess of our lives. My parents are here. They came for Christmas. Every couple of years, you know how it goes in the family, right? That you take your turn hosting Christmas. I guess this is my year. You take your turn hosting Christmas. In the Shea family, the whole thing was prefaced on a lie. The whole thing was prefaced on a lie because, you know, there were 8 kids who were raised in that different in the home, and in this one day a year in which we have all the relatives coming over, we had to have the house completely spotless, as if to give this impression that that's the way our house was throughout the whole year. It was a lie. That we had to have the house all put together before we could welcome our guests in. But this is the exact opposite way that the Lord works. That the Lord God comes to us while we were yet sinners. He comes to us in the mess of our lives so that he can bring his peace and his order there. Because some of us get the lie in our minds that I have to get my life put together and then I can get serious about this God thing and then I can welcome Jesus into my life. No, it's the exact opposite way around. Jesus desires to enter into our lives in the mess of it. And those of you who grew up on a farm, you know this, that we have this cute little nativity set and it looks so wholesome and so warm and inviting. But it's a barn. There was no room in the inn. It was a barn. A little stable in a cave with animals who make a mess of things and they stink. But this is where God desired and where he chose to enter into the world. And it's the same way that he desires to enter into your life as well, into the mess of it. And why? Why did God enter into this world? Why does he desire to enter into your life? He doesn't come to bring you things. He doesn't come to bring you this thing called peace or this thing called joy. He comes to give us himself, which if we have him, we have peace. If we have Jesus, we have joy. He comes in Bethlehem, which the name Bethlehem means the house of bread, and he comes in a manger, a feeding trough. Jesus does not come to give us anything, any more things. He comes to give us himself. And where there is Jesus, there is peace. And where Jesus is not, there is no peace. There is no joy. But his desire is to come into your life in the same way that he came into this world. That through being there, his presence there, he might bring his peace and his joy. These with all family members back, and they can be chaotic days. But I encourage you, and my prayer is that perhaps at some point you can take just a few quiet moments, maybe at the end of the day when everyone else has gone off to bed, and go to the nativity scene I'm sure you have in your house, and just gaze upon the Christ child in the manger. Imagine the love that was overflowing in that new mother's heart. What was happening in the shepherd's heart as they gazed upon the Christ child, in Mary's heart, Joseph's. And ask God for that grace to enter your heart as well. That this child who comes into the world might come as well and be welcomed into your life, into your soul, so that he, being present there, might bring you his peace and his joy this Christmas.